I'm Ricky Bevington for Georgia Public Broadcasting. A new report by Georgia Women's Action for New Directions Education Fund, or Georgia WAND, says climate change poses new threats to the security of Georgia's nuclear plant Vogtle. Georgia WAND Executive Director Becky Rafter joins me in the studio. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's begin by just having you explain, what is Plant Vogtle? Where is it? Who lives nearby?
Plant Vogtle is a nuclear power station located in Burke County, Georgia, which is in East Georgia, just below Augusta. It borders the Savannah River and shares 17 miles of the Savannah River with the Savannah Riverside Nuclear Weapons Plant, which is in South Carolina.
We've got two major nuclear facilities right on the South Carolina-Georgia border.
Correct. And they really work in a larger system. The nuclear weapons plant creates tritium for our nuclear weapons arsenal. Tritium is the element that gives an atomic bomb its yield, and it makes the fusion happen, which is the mushroom cloud. Tritium has a short half-life, so it has to constantly be extracted and reproduced in order to go into the warheads. And there is also an environmental mission at Savannah River Site, which is taking care of the legacy waste from the huge buildup during the Cold War.
Natural disasters have always been a threat to nuclear power plants or processing facilities. The most famous recent example is the tsunami and earthquake that destroyed Japan's Fukushima Daiichi plant. That was 2011. So now in 2017, what new environmental factors threaten Plant Vogtle?
So some new environmental factors are rising tides, rising sea levels, the temperatures warming, the temperature of water warming, but also increase in droughts. And a lot of these things lead to storm surges. And when we have more storm surges and more flooding and more drought, we have increased instances of going off the grid, the power grid. When the grid goes down and power is lost, a nuclear reactor depends on a backup generator. Backup generators were found to only be 80% reliable in a study that was done by Nuclear Information Resource Service, which is a partner, co-author in this report. And there have been instances where the generators have failed altogether. When you mentioned the Fukushima Daiichi plant, it was actually a power outage that caused the meltdown because there weren't backup generators weren't working and there was no power to cool the reactors.
So why is the South more susceptible to these major weather events?
So most of it is geography and proximity to warmer waters. We're having an increased number of major storms in the area. Three out of the five biggest storms hit the U.S. southeast in the past few years. We have the highest level of billion-dollar damage between Hurricane Andrew, Hurricane Harvey, and Hurricane Katrina. The big story here is that the southeast, or the southern states in general, are the hub of the U.S. nuclear machine. We have not only nuclear reactors, we have the only new nuclear reactors under construction. We have fuel fabrication facilities, waste storage, nuclear weapons plants, nuclear weapons labs, and a very high number of nuclear reactors. And so we have a crisis of increased incidence of severe weather and an increased amount of nuclear activity. And what that looks like is that it affects people. There are other issues that are related to people, to ratepayers, to consumers, that are not just economic. They're much wider.
Becky Rafter, thank you for joining me. Becky Rafter is Executive Director of Georgia WAND. You can learn more about the report about climate change's impact on Georgia's nuclear industry. It's up at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.